Shalom. I'm Billy Brim, my daughter Shelley here, and we're coming to you with Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're in Tulsa this week in the Cityplex Towers. Our media, I just feel so professional. And what we're going to do is we're going to be looking at signs of the times. We're going to be looking at Israel and signs of the times. And as we look at these things, what we're watching is for God's word to be fulfilled. God's word to come to pass. That is the essence of the whole Bible. The whole Bible is the word of God, and it has to come to pass. It has to be proven true. If it doesn't, well, if the God of the Bible's word is not good, then he's no good.
Right.
If a man's word is good, he's a good man. If his man's word is no good,
forget it.
He's not a good man.
Right.
Same way with God.
Yes.
So God's word, every jot, every tittle, Jesus said, it has to come to pass. He came to fulfill it. Now, in these, we're in the last hours. If this was a video class, I could show you a chart that would show to you that we're in the last, very last hour of what's called the sixth day before we move into the seventh day, the millennium. And in these last hours of the end of days, God's word must come to pass. Now, he has spoken that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Mashiach, is coming back to earth. First, to meet in the air his body, his bride, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then 7 earth years later, he will return on his white horse of power to defeat the forces of the Antichrist and to set up his earthly visible kingdom as its King Messiah. We'll be right behind him on white horses.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 19.
Yes.
So, Jesus is coming. You remember what Sister Wilkerson used to say? You remember that saying?
About
the horse?
There
are two golden hooks.
Oh, the golden hooks. Yes,
remember?
Of course.
Okay, this is a little test here.
Yes, there are two golden hooks on which all history change hangs.
All history changes.
All history hangs on these two golden hooks. The first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord. All the rest of the history pales in the light of it.
All rest of history pales in the light of these two events.
Ta-da! So here
and
we are.
Right up on the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless
the Lord. In other words, we are right upon the golden hook of his
and
coming.
And so what are we looking for? We're looking signs.
Yes.
Signs of that coming.
And we have a right to look for the signs.
And what are the signs? What is the sign? His disciples ask him, what is the sign of your coming?
Yes, the number one sign of his coming.
So would you read that, please, Shelley?
Yes.
In Luke 21, verse 9.
Verse 29, Luke 21, verse 29. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So, likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. And verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled.
What? All be fulfilled?
That's what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah.
Now they have asked him, what is the sign of your parousia, your coming? That word parousia, we know from ancient papyri that that word is meaning your coming, the coming of a king or an emperor.
With pomp.
Well, not with a kingdom.
With a kingdom.
Yeah. And the arrival of, you're right, with pomp and circumstance and a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to set up a kingdom on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some people say, well, heaven and hell, that's all there is. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Earth is going to be restored. All things are going to be restored that God did. We're going to see that scripture. But for this coming, they ask him for the sign, and he said, watch for the budding of the fig tree.
Aha. Uh-huh.
When you see it bud. Well, a tree, you know, you see the little bud, and then you see it grow, and then
blossom.
You see the flower, and then you see the fruit.
Yes.
So the fig tree began to bud after 2,000 years of being scattered everywhere. The Jews scattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this morning about my grandmother. She had this this plant. It's an ivy-like plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew, you know, in a hanging basket-like thing. And it just went every which way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Wandering Jew.
So did my grandmother. I asked her about it. Nanny.
Yeah.
And I was like fourth grade. I said, Nanny, what's the name of this plant? She said, Wandering Jew.
Uh-huh.
I said, why do they call it a Wandering Jew? What is? Because we were in Collinsville. I didn't even know what a Jew was. And she said, well, God has a people. They're Jewish. And they wander all over.
Uh-huh.
And that was her answer.
Yes.
So I thought they were like ants, just wandering all over, you know. Where are these people?
Well, he did. He put them to the four corners of the earth. And then one of the signs of his coming, Shelley, is when he gathers them back home mm-hmm. to their homeland. And, you know, people say, well, I never saw a miracle. You've seen the biggest miracle ever there was.
Absolutely.
You have seen
a big sign.
You didn't see Jesus raised from the dead. I guess that's the biggest one ever there was. But you did see him bring home because he said he would. Mm-hmm. Now, the important thing here is his word. He said he would bring them home. He said, you watch that fig tree, the nation of Israel, and you watch the other trees. Well, those are nations. Those are nations, other nations. So what are those other nations that we watch? They're the nations of prophecy, the Old Testament prophets. And we're going to see, Shelley, we're going to see here as we go on through this week and the next, that those Old Testament prophets, all of them spoke about the times now. And they spoke about the fig tree. And they spoke about what's going to happen.
Yes.
And we're going to look at them. Good. We're going to look at some of those things and see.
Wonder.
So he said, you watch for those nations and you watch for that fig tree to bud. And when you see it, then you know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. What kingdom? His earthly kingdom. That's just what they ask about. They just now ask him, when are you coming to set up your kingdom? When are you coming in your parousia?
Right.
He said, when you see this, you're going to know. You see, he is, when he was birthed by Hannah the prophetess praying in 1 Samuel 2, she said, or 2 Samuel 2, she said that she had birthed the king Messiah. So he's a king, he's a Messiah, and he is setting up an earthly kingdom. And so when we see the Jews come home and we see the nations of prophecy, what are the nations of prophecy? Ezekiel 38 and 39, Shelley, is Russia.
Yes.
And Persia, Iran.
Right.
Do we see any activity there?
Are you kidding?
And Turkey?
Every day.
And so other nations of prophecy are Iran and Iraq, mm-hmm. and of course Ethiopia, sure, Sudan, all those mm-hmm. nations. We see them in the headlines right now.
Yes.
So he said, when you see that come up, when you see Israel come back to their land, when you see it bud and just beginning, and I would say in 1897 in Theodore Herzl and the first Zionist Congress, that's when the Jews started to like organize and come back.
Yes.
They began to think of organizing and come back to their land. And then, of course, things happened that brought them back to their land. World War I and World War II. World War I, that land was in the hands of the Ottoman Turks. It had been in the Islamic hands for centuries and centuries, but it had been in the hands of the Ottoman Turkish Islamic Empire for 400 years. And in exactly 400 years later, it was Jerusalem
yes.
was released.
Thank you, Lord.
And it was released by World War I.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we studied this recently. It was so
Allenby.
Yes, it was so funny. He's going to come to Jerusalem, and we've already gone through, and we don't have time today to talk about how the Aussies and the 800 horsemen were used. Such a great story. But when they got up, and they came up from Beersheba, from the south,
mm-hmm.
and they're going up toward Jerusalem, and General Allenby is English, and he's told, don't fire any shots. Don't ride your horse in. Do this. This is a holy place, and we've got things to think about. And so he dropped leaflets because he had seen in a prophecy.
General Allenby.
He had seen in a prophecy in Isaiah. And Shelley, we should look up that scripture before the next session.
Yeah,
that it would be birds would be involved.
Yes.
And so they just had a tiny little airplanes back then.
Yes.
he decided, well, an airplane is supposed to have something to do with it. So he got this little airplane. He got this little airplane, and they drop leaflets down over the Turkish army. And the German army too, the Turkish army mainly, and Arabic army, and they were holding Jerusalem. He dropped leaflets from the air, and he signed it Allenby. Well, in the Arabic language, Nebi is prophet, and Allah is Al. So they thought this L and the, this is the prophet sent by Allenby, and they ran.
Yeah.
They just laid down their weapons and ran. He didn't have to fire a shot.
No. They thought it was
because they had a prophecy that there's going to come the prophet, and he's going to take back Jerusalem. He's going to take Jerusalem. So they thought this is it. The man's name is Allenby, and they fled away. Yeah. Well, there was the mayor of Jerusalem, who was an Islamic mayor. An Arabic Islamic mayor, he looked for somebody to surrender to, and he couldn't find anybody. He couldn't find Allenby or anybody like that, so he just found some soldiers in the field.
There you go.
And he just had his white flag, and he went up there to surrender to them. They said, well, we don't have the authority to take your surrender. And so they had to go and hunt up somebody in authority, hunt up Mr. Allenby. Because, I'm telling
God
you,
gives you the city. He knows how to do it.
He knows how to do it. And Shelley, I'm telling you, we do get to on 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute, which we would invite you to come and be a student of that. We get to go into more detail with that. But we're gonna hit some high spots here on this radio broadcast. So when you see these things come to pass, he said, now, you watch them shoot forth, you watch them come back.
Right.
When you see these things come to back, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all is fulfilled. From the beginning of him bringing them home, there's going to be a generation that gets to see a lot of it. They're going to get to see, like for instance, I say my own.
Well, right.
1948, they became a new nation.
Yeah.
1967, they got their land back. And here I am to tell you, the kind of watching Ezekiel 38 and 39 may come to pass. So that there's going to be a generation that sees it all come to pass. Hallelujah. This generation shall not pass away till all be what?
Fulfilled.
Now we're going to talk about that. Everything centers around the God-given sign of Jesus' return, the fig tree. Watching the fig tree. So, on this radio broadcast for the next couple weeks or so, we are obeying Jesus because we are watching the fig tree for signs of the times. Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.